Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, this is the bad boy, Joey Janela, and you're listening to the Going In Raw podcast. Joey Janela always goes in.
This is the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, and you are listening to Going In Raw.
Hey everyone, Kenny Omega here. In case you didn't know, we have an awesome kick butt show called Stephen Larson's Going In Raw, and they're going to be supporting AEW every week amongst many other things. Goodbye and smooch. Good night. Bye-bye.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hey, Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/ Steve and Larson. Available wherever podcasts can be found. And, of course, taped live at the Twitch at twitch.tv/ Steven Larson's last live recap we're going to do of the year 2021. Been a heck of a year. We've got our Friendo Awards to recap the year going up this Friday. And then on Saturday, we have our predictions for the year 2022.
Yep.
So that should be fun. And then also on Saturday, of course, is the year one pay-per-view. Also known as January 1.
Yes.
That we're going to be doing live reactions to that. So be on the lookout for that here on the Twitch, but for the next couple days we are off. So there's that. In the meantime, though, I will continue to upload, in addition to the stuff I just mentioned here, at our brand new channel. We need to make like a little ad for the channel.
We should. There's our a lot brand of, new a lot of channel on the to-do list.
There is. There are. Friendo Club TV. We'll post a link in the description of this episode if Larson remembers to do that, because he's producing this episode. Friendo Club TV. We've got clips on there, little odds and ends from the MF Steve here Twitch, from our Twitch, from the Smash Zone, little clips from the actual this podcast that we're doing here. So check that out. Go sub to that channel. So yeah, it's fun. It's just a lot of odds and ends.
Yeah.
Little funny bits here and there. Some of like when Rob like cuts those awesome little super edits together of various shenanigans of ours. So go check that out. We're going to have some new content there, some clipped content from the year. So be sure to check that
please
out.
Please check it out. Please check it out.
Earlier today, we talked about the report that Toni Storm was gone from the WWE. Mm-hmm. That's what Sean Ross Sapp had earlier today. There's a couple more minor details about that. Larson, what's going on in
that situation? Again, in case you missed it, Sean Ross Sapp reported earlier today that Toni Storm had asked for and was granted her release from WWE. PW Insider has confirmed Fightful's report and noted, quote, "The word among talents is that Storm flew herself home this morning from Baltimore. WWE's internal announcement did not state Storm was released due to budget cuts." And then Fightful Select adds that there were some within WWE who were, quote, "blindsided" by the news of Storm's release.
Well, I appreciate that it was of her own volition, allegedly, if that's true. And she was like, hey, I just lost that championship match. It's probably all downhill from here for me because I know how you guys work. And then she's like, yeah, I'm out of here. She's done it. It's funny, man, because even, I mean, God, when was she was part of the first, wasn't she part of the first Mae Young Classic?
Yep.
Is that when she came into the company around then? They've never really got her the way that she was before then with a lot of the great stuff she was doing. And granted, I wasn't an aficionado of Toni Storm before then, but I've seen so many awesome clips of her showing off her great personality, her amazing wrestling skills. And they never really quite figured that out, how to do that in the WWE. Mm-hmm. So whatever she chooses to do, she clearly believes she has a lot of options in front of her, which is awesome. And like I say, I said this on Twitter, betting on yourself instead of betting on the whims of a weird 76-year-old man for a lot of people is the way to go.
Yeah.
And I'm glad about that. I'm glad she's the one who stepped up and said, I want out of here. You released, you know, damn near 100 people this year. And they just like, yeah, okay, cool. Go ahead and do it then. So, yeah.
Yeah. She's cool. Immensely talented. The, you know, wrestling globally is starting to come back and hopefully will continue to come back in the face of this ongoing pandemic. And she'll land on her feet and then some.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Do we know when? Like, I'm assuming she has a 90-day, right?
Well, that's... I don't know.
I mean, you know, given that they granted her release, you would think that that means that she would have some sort of no-compete clause, whatever that might have been negotiated in the moment, mm-hmm. if it was a standard 90, or if it's anything more than that. Hopefully, we'll find out soon enough. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, that's interesting stuff. Yeah, what else we got?
We got Dynamite tonight.
Yeah, we got Dynamite. That's right. Let's talk about Dynamite.
A pretty decent show in some respects. Some of it felt like a Road to New Japan show with a bevy of tag matches going on. But they all serve stories being told. We got our TBS Championship final set. Jade Cargill will be taking on Ruby Soho, become the first TBS champion. We had a really fun main event. Adam Cole's torn between Undisputed Era, the Young Bucks. Really, like, the only part of the show that didn't work whatsoever was, of course, the Dan Lambert segment. Far too often, this is a recurring theme with Dynamite. You put Dan Lambert on the television, it just doesn't work. And this week especially, just everything at his promo was just low-hanging fruit.
And yeah, this week was particularly
bad. It was awful, and I feel awful for Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page, two immensely talented wrestlers who don't need anybody doing their talking for them. Both of them are good talkers. And week after week, there are a couple of wrestlers I really like that have a ton of potential to be huge stars. And every week, they come out with Dan Lambert, and Dan Lambert starts talking, and it's going nowhere for him. It's going nowhere for Men of the Year, and it sucks.
Yeah, I'm over it. I'm over. I thought the Dynamite was a lot of fun tonight, and that was like the one like part that I was like, this is crap. This is like, what the fuck? What kind of contract does Dan Lambert have? Like, does Tony Khan not know that like this is just a whole lot of nothing? Like, this is crap. This is like WWE level. Like, when WWE has stuff, when we bitch about WWE having Happy Corbin segments where it's like you just want to change a channel. That's what this is. On a consistent basis, on a weekly basis, Dan Lambert is change the channel heat. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's just, it's, it, I'm, I'm, I'm over it.
Same.
But I don't want that to cloud what otherwise. We had the Undisputed Era make their in-ring debut on AEW Dynamite. And every time I say that, it just it boggles my mind that Vince McMahon was like, yeah, I have the super popular, you know, the super popular but relatively niche promotion sub-brand. It's not doing as well as this other one over here, even though I'm not really allowing this to live up to its fullest potential. I'm just going to give all the popular acts of that. I'm just going to give it over to AEW, let them build their company even better. That's still weird. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was cool. And I love that the heat between Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly that they had leaving NXT when they're being stretchered into the hospital and then they're just talking shit to each other. They have all those great matches. It continues over here in AEW. Kyle, in their promo segment, says, Young Bucks, please leave. Bob Fish, you too, please leave. I got to talk to Cole on my own. Hey, man, we haven't seen eye to eye lately, but this is a new company, and we are the paragon of AEW. Is number one, can we just stop with that name? I don't like that name.
Well, it's basically the same thing as Pinnacle.
It sounds too much like Pinnacle. I'll probably get used to it, but like anything new, I don't like it, and I'm freaked out by it.
Well, I did appreciate that Kyle said, hey, I know we have heat, but factions are the way to go in AEW.
Yeah.
I like that. He's like, he understands that he's in a new
place. The landscape.
He's in a new place where factions are a very important aspect of everything.
Yeah.
And while he and Cole might not see eye to eye, I guess it's better to go with the devil you know as opposed to the one you don't.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So, and then of course, that is just exacerbated by the end when he inadvertently kicks Adam Cole in the face for the main event. The Young Bucks help Red Dragon, which we'll from now on continue to refer to as Re-Dragon.
Or Two Dragon.
I just want to make sure, look, I want to save people the time of getting in our YouTube comments or on our Spotify reviews, Apple Podcast reviews. These guys don't even know that they're called Red Dragon. Idiots. Re-Dragon is just a funnier way to put it.
It is.
We've been doing it for years.
Yes, we have.
And then they got their win in their in-ring debut in AEW. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was really good stuff.
Yeah, then the Young Bucks were arguing with Fish and O'Reilly about
it. Yeah, they immediately went down to Cole. They're like, did you see what he did? He just kicked you in the head.
I know.
Did you see what he did?
I know.
Everybody wants a piece of Chugs, man.
Mm-hmm.
They all want Budge.
Yeah. Also, we saw Mercedes Martinez officially join All Elite Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
She came out to help Jade Cargill defeat Thunder Rosa shortly thereafter. It was on Twitter. She got the graphic. Mercedes Martinez is All Elite. Mercedes Martinez is great. A great addition to the women's roster in All Elite Wrestling. I'm interested to see what the dynamic is going to be between Jade and Mercedes. Obviously, short term, it's going to be a thing where they're going to be working together. But, you know, pretty soon after Jade wins that TBS title, because that's going to happen, her and Mercedes are going to end up feuding over it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Mercedes Martinez is great. I love that she sort of took her time and, you know, she sampled Impact a little bit and probably went out to the independents a little bit. I think I saw her name out there. Now she's an AEW. Terrific, terrific pickup. Mm-hmm. Really great stuff. Mm-hmm. That's great for her.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Let's dive into it.
Sure.
Dynamite started with, what is this, five-man action. No.
Ten-man tag action. Two teams of five.
Jurassic Express. Yeah, I know. I was looking at the teams themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Five on five. Yeah, 10-man action. My goodness. Hardy Family Office, FTR, Jurassic Express, Lucha Brothers.
And Christian, yes, yes. This is a fun match. Took up a good chunk of time, good 15 minutes. This is all fed to a can they coexist storyline between Lucha Brothers, tag champs, Jurassic Express, number one contender for said tag titles.
Mm-hmm.
Down towards the end, Penta setting up to hit his finish on Dax. Christian tags himself in. They argue a little bit. Cash then pushes Penta into Christian, and then FTR hit Christian with Shatter Machine to get that win. And just instantly disagreement between Lucha Brothers. Christian, more or less.
It was just Christian
getting his nose involved in something that doesn't really involve him.
It's not like he's been integral to them rising in the rankings. Now all of a sudden they're there, they're on the precipice, and he's like going to start needling it. You know, he's going to start getting
involved.
Sticking his nose in there.
That's what I was trying to say earlier. Sticking his nose in there. It doesn't involve him. Just let Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus handle their own business.
Right.
Get out of the way.
Your name's Bennett. You ain't in it.
Exactly. You should adopt that philosophy. Instead, he's just getting more and more and more involved. And guess what's going to happen?
Can't stand that guy. You know, people say, oh, he's a Hall of Famer. No, he's not, actually. So after that, we had more wrestling action. Well, he's not actually
a Hall of Fame worthy competitor. Hey, but you're right. And next, more tag team action. Eddie Kingston, Santana and Ortiz taking on 2.0 Daniel Garcia. I love that Eddie's like, as soon as he comes out, he just wants to get a piece of Daniel Garcia charging out towards him.
He does the power walk.
He does.
That dude, he power walks like nobody. He power walks hilariously and he runs hilariously. They brawl just a bunch to start this thing. It's just the entire time. It's just Kingston. I'll never forget him saying, you're a grown man. You let these two guys call them your dad. So anyways, he's just trying to get his hands on Garcia. Matt Lee ends up getting a win with a big handful of trunks on Santana.
That was pretty surprising.
That was pretty surprising. After the match, 2.0 hold up Santana. Eddie, who's nursing a bum leg, tries to, you know, help him out because Daniel Garcia has the ring bell. He goes and gets the ring bell. And then he, you know, just sort of kicks Eddie out of the way, loads up, and then bang. And the thing is, he takes forever to do it. It takes a long time, which makes it mind-boggling that all of a sudden that stupid song from Fozzy pops in, and then Chris Jericho comes out with a baseball bat. And really, it just sort of feels like, okay, maybe he's making the save, but he just wants to hear people sing a song.
Yeah.
Because he's just sort of, he goes out there, he starts waving his bat around. The damage is done. And I think that's Eddie's point, because Eddie gets up. He's like, what are you doing out here? And he's like, I'm saving your ass. And he's like, from what?
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah. He says, I don't need your help. That's what he says. And Ortiz gets between him. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully this leads to Santana Ortiz getting out of Inner Circle.
And I hope
going
so.
Going after those tag titles. Because they should be.
God,
they,
I hope
they
so.
Gotta get, they got to get those tag titles around their waist.
How are you? Like, if you're Tony Khan, how do you? Because what if Jericho's like, no, I really like these guys. I want them to be with me. Like, he's Jericho.
I understand. At the same time, if you're Tony Khan and realize you're leaving money on the table by not having Santana Ortiz get a good title run, you got to think about what's best for your performers, not a performer.
Yeah, but it's Chris Jericho.
Chris Jericho's got more years behind him than he's got in front of him, man.
That's a good point. Say, look, Jericho, this is great. This is what we'll do.
I'll say this, Jericho. Sorry, you're not one of the four pillars.
No, this is what you do. You do this. You got to manipulate. You got to manipulate people, Larson. That's what you got to do. Jericho, this will be great. Santana Ortiz, Eddie will get in their heads. They're all friends. And he'll be like, no, you should join us. And they're like, yeah, they attack you. They lay you out. And he's like, yeah, that's good. And then you'll get your heat back. Oh, when? Just wait on that.
It'll happen.
You know, and then you just wait him out. Like you said, he's got a lot more time behind him than in front of him.
Exactly. You know? After that.
Make promises. Listen, make promises you don't intend to keep. That's what you got.
Sounds like a sound business strategy. MJF did a promo next. He's like, today I want to talk about unsafe working conditions. He's talking about Sting chuck him out of the ring. He almost landed on his head. MJF, that is. He calls Sting a hack. Says he should have been released long ago rather than revered. MJF says, if I had been working for a more professional company, this never would have happened. But that's something I'm going to bring up in the bidding war of 2024. And he talks about how Punk dodged him all over the match last week, was run away from. He says, I'm over it. I'm looking for the AEW title. And he turns to Wardlow and says, hey, from now on, I want you to start focusing on winning matches rather than doing a bunch of power bumps. So you can qualify for the Face of Revolution ladder match. You can win the title shot there, and then you can give it to me because that's what's in your contract. And they call in Mark Sterling, and he goes and reads from Wardlow's contract where it says right there, it's a work-for-hire situation. Whatever Wardlow does effectively belongs to MJF.
Ah, Wardlow. Yeah, it's funny because I love Wardlow's always checked out these days. But then when they brought that up, he was like, wait, what? He perked up real quick.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And then MJF says, no, I'm going to start winning matches too, so I can start ranking up, so I can win the AEW and TNT titles.
It's going to be double champ. Do you think he's going to fulfill that particular destiny? I actually had that in one of my Wrestle Juice videos when I was predicting the next four champions. I was like, he's going to go into his world title shot as TNT champion.
It's possible. I mean, obviously, he and Cody have history.
I know.
It's possible.
Ooh, I know. Cody, he's not a heel. He's not a babyface. He's a winner, though. We'll see how that works out.
Yeah.
Well, the shirt says it, so you know it's true. Anyways, backstage, this is great because Christian not only ate the pin tonight, but he got eviscerated backstage. So he's like, they're all him and Jungle and Jurassic Express. They're all like, you know, angry with Penta and Phoenix, the Lucha Bros. Christian's like, you know, my dudes are top ranked. They need to get a title shot. I want a title shot for them. And then Penta says, you know, you say you're a legend. You're not even a good tag partner. And he says, Jungle Boy, you say you're the future. You should consider letting go of the past. And they're all talking about Christian, obviously, because he's super old.
Yeah. And then Phoenix says, yeah, we'll accept your challenge. So that happens next week. Next week's Dynamite is loaded.
Well, so you mentioned at the head of the show that this was sort of a Road 2 show because we've got loaded shows coming up across the board. We got Battle of the Belts. We got the first TBS show.
All next week or both next week.
Both next week. And then even Rampage is stacked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
After that, we've got Wardlow murdering another human being. This time, Colin Delaney.
Yeah, we haven't seen him in a while.
Remember Colin Delaney?
Yeah, he used to be on 205 Live.
Wasn't he predated that though?
Oh, probably.
Wasn't he in everybody always freaks out when Colin Delaney shows up. He was in WWE and he was like, yeah, that's right. Yeah. He was best known for this is from Wikipedia. He was on WWE CW. Apparently he made a name for himself there.
Gotcha.
I watched like two episodes of that back in the day. Hey, that would be a fun when you bring back Going in Raw View. You should do a whole run of those.
Yeah. I'm completely and totally unfamiliar with that particular iteration of ECW.
Yeah.
I've been
it's funny
because
we're relatively popular wrestling podcasters, yet there's so much shit we don't know.
There's enormous chasms in our wrestling knowledge.
Yeah.
I mean, I stopped watching wrestling for basically 8 years.
Yeah. We get by on bad jokes and stupid impressions.
Truly.
Not knowledge. That's overrated.
No.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
So Wardlow hits Delaney with a clothesline, then a powerbomb, and the crowd's saying, "We want more." He obliges, hits another, then another, and then another. All the while, Sean Spears in the background eating a carrot. And on the fourth powerbomb, he's over it, tosses the carrot aside. Because he was back in the locker room with MJF and Wardlow, and when MJF was bringing up, "Hey, you're doing too many powerbombs," Spears is like, "I've been telling you that."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has been, though.
He has been. Defense. That's true. Yeah. So Wardlow gets the win after four power bombs, and then Delaney stumbles out of the ring and walks past Sean Spears, and Sean Spears gets out of his chair and hits him with it.
Bank. Yeah. After that, sort of mentioned this before, we have Adam Cole and all of his various factions in a promo. He says, "Tonight's going to be historic. The five of us together, we're going to go down as the greatest group in AEW, maybe even all of pro wrestling." And Matt says, "Oh, that's what this is, huh? One big happy family. Your buddy Kyle hasn't said one word to us, hasn't said hi to us, hasn't even given us eye contact." And Kyle says, "Oh, hey, how's it going?" He says, "Listen, I need to talk to Adam Cole alone." And they're like, What? You can't." And Adam's like, "Hey, I got this, guys." I like that that's his thing. "I got this.
Don't worry, I got this cleaner.
I got this cleaner." So they fuck off. And then Kyle's like, "Hey, Bob Fish, can you fuck off too?" And he fucks off. And so Kyle's like, "Listen, dude, I know we had time, we got heat between us, but this is AEW. Factions are a thing here. We could be the paragon of AEW. My ears perked up because I'm like, "Oh, that's a terrible
name." It's a bad name.
And then he says, "What's a big, let's five better names."
What's other synonyms for pinnacle or paragon? Things are at the top. Zenith.
Oh, it's got a Z in it.
Yeah, Zenith.
We don't need four more. Zenith.
Zenith.
Zenith. Somebody run. I'm not going to say it.
Anyway, you could kind of get the old Zenith TV logo and do something clever with it. I don't think Zenith as a brand is around anymore, is it?
I want to find out right now.
All right,
now.
So anyways, to finish this up, Kyle O'Reilly says, "Hey, I know that Bob Fish has my back, but do you, Adam Cole Bebe?" Then after that, we had this terrible Dan Lambert segment. It was all about him. It was him talking trash about Cody, but then he starts talking trash about Brandy. Brandy
see
comes
how,
out.
It's see a how bunch. Quickly,
it's a
yeah,
bunch.
You can do this.
Just
one.
It's just all bad. It's bad. And then Dustin comes out to break it up, and then Ethan Page cheap shots Dustin from behind, and then the heels get out of there. It's terrible.
Zenith is owned by LG Electronics. You know, all those cheap TVs you can get?
Yeah.
I think those, why didn't they just keep the name? You know, they should have turned their TV brands into Zenith.
Maybe Zenith at that juncture was a rotten brand. People had no faith in that particular brand. I don't know. I'm just speculating.
Could be, man. I don't know. Zenith? Yeah. So anyways, did you get through all this? Dustin comes down, holds him off. Page.
Yep. Got through it all. It's done.
Good. Good job. Well done. Quick record time. After that, we had a video for Brian Hangman. Then we had Jade Cargill versus Thunder Rosa. Jam on it. My dad had one of those giant Zenith TVs when I was a kid.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we had a Zenith when I was a kid, too.
I think they came in most suburban homes. They just came with a home. Jade Cargill, Thunder Rosa. This is a really, really, really good match. Probably Jade Cargill's best match we've seen so far.
Without a doubt, I think, yeah.
You get her in there with Thunder Rosa. She's targeting the leg. Of course, we can't overlook Thunder Rosa's amazing X-23
great
costume. She even had the She had the claws and everything. Mm-hmm. It was great. She didn't use the claws.
No, but she took a picture with
kind of cool. She like rammed her fist against the leg and then snicked.
Yeah, no.
Went into like, the
I'm
leg.
Gonna start really working your leg. Because she was wrecking Jade's leg throughout
she
this
was.
Match. Wrecking
leg
it.
Whips, figure four.
Yeah, dropping elbows stuff. On it. She was wrecking it. And there was during the commercial break and preceding and after as well, there is a stretch where Thunder Rosa would have her strategy work on the leg, hit a couple moves, and then Jade would just overpower. That was kind of the ebb and flow of the match for a good portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was, yeah. But towards the end, the damage to the leg got to be too much. Thunder Rosa locks on a figure four. Jade gets to the bottom rope, and while after the hold is broken, Mark Sterling says, here, here's a bottle of water, and Jade takes a sip. And so the ref's like, what are you doing? And Sterling runs around the ring, and the ref follows him, just arguing with him. You can't do that. You can't give, apparently, your client water during a match. And so Thunder Rosa's looking to lock on a figure four again. Instead, Jade ends up booting her into the corner, and that's when a masked individual decks Thunder Rosa. Jade hits her finish to get the win. Afterwards, Thunder Rosa hits the ring, attacks Jade, and this masked individual lays into Thunder Rosa from behind. She unmasks. It's Mercedes Martinez, and then her and Jade proceed to take the boots to Thunder Rosa until Ruby Soho runs down with a lead pipe and chases them off.
That's going to be a hell of a match.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a hell of a match. Probably do a tag match before then, huh?
No, because the finals are next week.
Oh, it's on the first TBS show. That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. They'll do a tag match after it then. We've got CM Punk promo now. So he comes out, shouts out Jim Ross, says, you're the best ever, glad to see you're back. Jim Ross had so much energy tonight, it was great to see him back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He says, you know, I'm all about giving people their flowers. And he says, you know, I want to give this place its flowers because Daly's place has been a home to AEW. Gets me thinking about Brody Lee. And anybody out there trying to minimize the impact he's had, I feel sorry for those people because they obviously never met him. He says, I sat at home and I watched a tribute show from this place, and it made me want to come to AEW. He says, it got me thinking about someone that isn't worth his time, someone that doesn't want to be here, MJF. Speaking of Twitter trolls, he is a Twitter troll in the flesh. He doesn't say things to your face. He hides behind keyboard, Dax, and Cash. He says, he's smart enough to know that people want to see them lock up, but dumb enough to call himself bigger than Piper in Portland. But Piper laced up his wrestling boots, where MJF just laced up his running shoes. MJF says he's done with me. Well, I'm done with him. I've got my eyes on bigger and better things, too. I've heard him talk about becoming AEW world champion. Well, I want to be champion, too. JR has said, you shouldn't. If you're in a company, you should want to be the world champion. Otherwise, you shouldn't be there. He says, the bigger and brighter things on the horizon for AEW. So MJF, you're and for me, he says, so MJF, you're a bigger waste of time and bigger waste of con money than Tim Tebow. Ooh. The crowd goes nuts about that. That was a good line. He says, so I'll leave you all with this. I never wanted to mess with MJF, but he found out the hard way that on this mic, in this ring, even on commentary, no one can touch me. Of course, that's a familiar line. He says, and if he wants to climb that ladder and get some W's, it'd be a real shame if someone interfered with his quest for gold.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to fuck with MJF.
Seems that way.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
After that, we get a Ricky Starks and Powerhouse Hobbs promo. So Ricky Starks welcomes back JR. He says, which means Taz can now focus on helping Hook get even better. More technique by Taz's, which we're getting one on Rampage.
I can't wait.
It's going to be great. And he says, now I want to focus on Dante. He says, by eliminating me from the Battle Royal, Dante, you really screwed up any chances you have in having any kind of career here in AEW. And he says, if I remember correctly, last time, Dante, you met Powerhouse Hobbs. We all know how that went. And Hobbs just pretty much says, you know, Dante, do you want to revisit that history? Marinate on that.
After that, we had a Hikaru Shida, Serena Deeb.
Oh, you want to talk about Sammy doing the sign thing during picture in picture? He was like,
oh, it was during picture. No, one I didn't see. I don't pay attention to picture in picture.
So he was doing it during picture in picture, and I was like, hey, I had 5 title matches, 4 defenses, lost my title after 2 crossroads, New Year's resolution, get the title back is pretty much it.
Well, good luck with that, Sammy.
Yeah, probably not.
Here's my prediction for Sammy. He's going to go titleless in 2022. Nope. After that, we had I was putting up the AWQA thread. This one.
Gotcha.
Hikaru Shida, Serena Deeb package. Shida says, your loss is your fault. Stop whining. She said, just ask for the rematch. She says, my answer is bring it. I'll beat you down again. Yeah, that was good stuff.
It was great.
Was really good stuff.
It was great. Yeah. Then we get a Brian Pillman interview. He talks about last week, his brother, Griff Garrison, walked right into the House of Black. He says, admittedly, I don't remember much about that night, but I do remember the sound of the bell ringing over and over while Malachi tried to end Griff's careers. And he talks about getting a cheap shot from Malachi. He says, you know, as a second generation wrestler, been busting my ass, and it all started right here in Jacksonville in AEW, and now it's time for me to take a trip to the House of Black, but I'm not going to kick in the door because that's what you want me to do. He continues, never knew my dad, but I learned one thing from him, and that's one thing from him about life, and is that you only get one of them. And I'm not giving Malachi mine. So next week, you're going to see a brand new Brian Pillman Jr. lights come down.
New Jr.
And then, Malachi's on stage, all dramatic lighting. He kind of points in the direction of Pillman. Lights come down, come back up about 10 seconds too early because you see him walking back through the tunnel still.
He's got a normal guy walk. Like, when he walks in front of the cameras, it's very foreboding, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, oh, I'm a man of supernatural tendencies. But, like, you just see him saunter. Hey, how was that? Did I point good, Tony? TK, I'm gonna make my own Twitch channel. It's great.
Sure.
It's great, dude.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah, go ahead and do that, Tommy.
So they announced on Rampage, we're going to get Cody versus Ethan Page for the TNT title. Darby versus Anthony Bowens. They had a little bit of a back and forth video package there, too. Technique by Taz on Hook's Red Rum, the Taz mission. And then a street fight. Penelope Ford and the Bunny versus Ty Conti and Anna Jay, and they had another video package for that match, and they went through the card for Dynamite next week. Get a load of this. Danielson Page 2 for the AEW Championship. Ruby versus Jade to crown the first TBS champ. Malachi versus Pillman. Lucha Brothers versus Jurassic Express for the tag titles. Loaded show.
Loaded. Loaded show. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. What airs on TBS prior to...
TBS is very funny, right?
Yeah.
I imagine some sort of sitcom.
I'm not actually asking you. I'm just sort of like...
I'll just put it together. I'd imagine some sort of sitcom.
I don't know why I threw that out there. It's probably not The Accountant.
No, because that's TNT. They know drama. TBS, very funny.
Let's find out. Right, TBS schedule.
You look into that while you look through that. Then we get to our main event. Redragon, they had the video, the TitanTron video package. They had some music that kind of sounded like Danzig. It was very dramatic. They had a dragon on their thing. What are you finding out over there?
Gee whiz. Oh, my God.
What?
From no wonder they're putting this on TBS. Oh, this is horrific. This is awful. From 5 p.m. till 7 p.m., they've got Young Sheldon. From 7 p.m. till 10 till 11, they've got the Big Bang Theory. And then from 11 to midnight, they got Young Sheldon again.
Oh, my goodness.
What the? Really? Oh, my God. So, wait, what time is Dynamite starts at 5? So, yeah,
I don't know. They might go back to 8 on TBS. I don't know.
Well, here 5 there. Yeah, even if it's 8.
No,
there.
I mean, they might do it live on the East Coast, but taped here on the West like they did when Dynamite first launched. I don't recall.
Right, but regardless, look, I'm saying this, regardless, there's going to be some sort of Sheldon lore because he's the main character in Big Bang Theory as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so regardless of, you know, it's going to be opening with some fucking Sheldon Big Bang stuff.
Yeah. Seems to be the case.
God, insufferable. That shit. Have you ever tried to watch that stuff?
I've seen like an episode of Big Bang Theory. It's not for me.
Remember we had to do like an ad integration for it like 10 years ago? God damn it. That was awful.
Not for me.
Sit through some of that crap.
Not for me. Main event was a lot of fun. Re-Dragon and Adam Cole working well together for the most part. That is, until... actually, there's this great... Man. So, at one point, Adam Cole super kicks Orange Cassidy. Re-Dragon hit total elimination. Chuck breaks up the pin. And Chuck takes a nasty spill at one point. He's got a big bruise on his face for the rest of the match, it looked like. I got glimpse of it, so maybe I saw that wrong. So, anyways, the match goes out onto the ramp. It's crazy out there. Cole's looking for a Panama Sunrise on Chuck on the stage. Instead, Chuck reverses to a backdrop. And then Chuck takes out Re-Dragon with a dive off the stage. And then Trent spears Cole on the ramp. And then Orange hits Cole with a diving DDT back in the ring, gets a two. And then Chuck and then Trent hits Cole with pile drivers. Orange follows with beach break. Re-Dragon break up that pin. Kyle O'Reilly pulls Cole to their corner, tags himself in. And then in a flurry of action, Kyle O'Reilly accidentally kicks Adam Cole off the apron. Orange rolls him up, gets a two. So best friends take out Kyle O'Reilly, they take out Bob Fish. They get their hug in. Brandon Cutler runs down ringside. He gets in the ring. He gets decked by best friends. Young Bucks run down while the rest taking care of Cutler. Super kick best friends. And then Re-Dragon hit Chuck with Chasing the Dragon to get the win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, yeah, they... Young Bucks come over to Cole and they're like, oh, and Cole's like, why did you kick me? And they're like, yeah, he kicked you. And they're like trying to, you know, butter
him up. I think Cole is saying, yeah, I don't think they meant it. I thought he saw his mouth.
Did he say that? I don't think he meant it. Chug's a good guy. He's an understanding guy. So yeah. Anyways, man, look at these bazingas in the chat. I don't like that. Maggie, can you please block any? Oh, here we go. There's a poll up. Big Bang Theory running away with Nay. 70% of our crowd here at Going In Raw
Not
are
fans,
real ones.
Apparently.
Real ones. The yays in the yeah. Oh my. Oh wait. The tide's starting to turn here.
Yeah.
66-34. Okay. It's getting better.
All right. Very
Can we
well.
Please block these 13 people that are going? Oh,
no,
15
don't do
people
that. Come on, Steve. Be cool.
Can we please find out who these?
We all don't have to like the same things.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't. Graz with the sub, 12 months. Says here, Mercedes Martinez. Yeah, it's great. It's great. She's
oh man, done. She's terrific. She's absolutely terrific. She's great. She's great. I just put this thread up.
All right, T Key says Battle of the Belts is competing with Hard to Kill, so they're head to head, huh? Might have to
battle. Did you say Battle of the Belts is like 1 hour long?
Yeah, it is 1 hour long.
It's really only 1 hour long.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah, Hard to Kill. Is that a pay-per-view pay-per-view
yeah,
or is
I
that an Impact
live.
Plus?
I think it's live.
That's a real pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Isn't Gresham going to be on that show?
Yeah. Against
What is the card for that? Like
it's
besides
Moose
that
versus shoot. Yeah, I think it's Deonna and Mickey James in a street fight.
Oh, that'll be good.
And then gosh, who is Moose taking on?
Moose is taking on I'm going to say it's Ed Edwards. That's not right. Next. Here we go.
I think they already had a match.
Moose versus, oh, Matt Cardona versus W. Morrissey.
Oh.
So it's a three-way.
Triple threat.
Triple threat, yeah. For the, oh, wow. Inaugural. Oh, that's right. They're doing the first ever Knockouts Ultimate X match.
That's right.
Chelsea Green versus Jordan Grace versus Lady Frost versus Rachel Ellering versus Rosemary versus Tasha Steelz. That is going to be a killer match.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be nuts.
Yeah.
Josh Alexander versus Jonah.
Oh, that'll be good.
Oh, whoa. That's cool.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Listen to this. The 10-man, this is like a Going In Raw match. 10-man hardcore war match. Wow. Ed Edwards, Rich Swann, Willie Mack, Heath and Rhino versus the Good Brothers and Violent by Design. The Inspiration versus the Influence for the Impact Knockouts Tag Championship.
That'll be good.
In Impact X Division Championship action, Trey Miguel versus Macklin. And then Gresham versus Saban.
So is that actually for the title? Macklin versus Trey Miguel?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, yes. You just said an X Division action. I wasn't sure if they were having
I said X Division championship action.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. That's cool. The venue is a place called the Bomb Factory in Dallas, Texas.
Mm.
Unless they're actually just having it at a bomb factory. I don't know. Be an odd place to hold it.
It would be an interesting venue, yes.
Got some questions here. Dave Matushek, after her X-23 cosplay, what other comic book characters should Thunder Rosa dress as?
She could dress as the
Lobo.
Flash. Oh, Lobo would be great.
Lobo would be sick.
That'd be cool. I'd say the Flash because the whole lightning bolt thing.
Madman.
That'd be great.
Because she can't. Some of her stuff look with the lightning bolt. Yeah, it looks like Madman.
Yeah.
Man.
Shane's birthday tweet says, does Cody ever have wearable merchandise? As a Cody fan, I can't wear anything in public without feeling embarrassed.
Yeah, no. It's all bad.
Yeah, it is.
It's all bad.
It really is.
Look, I love Cody. He's my favorite wrestler right now. I love being on his island. His merch is dog shit.
That we can agree on.
Moses, well, good. I'm glad. Moses opposes, says, which would you prefer? Keith Lee answers a Cody open challenge and wins the TNT championship.
Okay.
Or, wow, this is an interesting one. Or Brody Lee Jr. powerbombs Cody and takes the belt. Physics-wise, I'm not sure the second one can happen.
Likely, yeah.
I don't know if that's even possible.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that first one.
Yeah, Keith Lee showing up and beating Cody for that title. Hell yeah.
That makes sense, yeah.
Nikhil asks, if Cody Island was real, what stuff and activities can we do there?
Oh, man, the QT Marshall Pavilion, where he leads some yoga classes.
Well, I think QT would be the lead the bowling league there.
See, I think it's too obvious. I like him better as guy who wears bowling shirts but doesn't bowl a lick.
Anything else? Or is it just all QT doing yoga?
That's it. It's all QT. It's weird. It's like multiple QTs there. QT's Marshall. Soakin' Russ asks, the Undisputed Era versus the Elite, which team do you think will be heel and which will be face? I feel like it's not really going to be heel face. Going to be, no. What do you like, NXT or AEW, you know?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to avoid that best they can.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. Yeah.
Speaking of the Flash, the Yellow Flash here on our Patreon asks, when, where, and to whom should DMD Britt Baker drop her title to? So we both agree it should be Thunder Rosa.
Yeah.
I would say the big show, Double or Nothing. Do that.
Okay.
In all Vegas.
Right. All right. Sounds good.
Wild card, Luisa Reza. He says, oh, man. He says, what's the name for the new Undisputed Era? He says, he's heard of The Takeover. Do you think legally they could get away with that?
I don't know.
I would think they might be able to. Maybe not.
That'd be tough.
That'd be good, I don't know.
That'd be good. I'd actually be all about that.
That's a really good name.
That is a good name. Brian the Dragon Mega, do you think Dom Mysterio should turn heel on Rey to join a heel faction and end up beating Rey in a mask versus hair match? Yes, and then he wins the mask and starts wearing that mask as his own.
Yeah, no, I like that entire scenario. I think that's great. Do that. Do something with Dom, because mm-hmm. I feel like they need to inject some personality into that young fella.
Yes.
That's what I think.
Yes.
Anyways, I think that's going to do it for us. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Hopefully you have a safe New Year celebration.
Yes, yes please.
And we'll see you guys in the 2022.
Yep, we will.
So,
see you later. January 1.
Year 1 it is.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.